Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely, wonderful nation of Haiti. Although right now it's in the middle of some difficulty. I don't know when this audio is probably going to get posted or when I'll get a chance to send it across. I hope I get a chance and sometime soon. Yeah, I just wanted to check in with you guys, let you know that, first of all, one, I'm fine. I am all right in the midst of things that are going on around me. But, it's interesting, you know, when you walk with Christ, there's a difference between, you know, the word that God gives us, the scriptures that God gives us, He gives them to us for a purpose, and that is so that you would know how to go through this life. No matter what the external circumstances are that you face, that you would know how to approach and to deal with and to go through the different challenges that life will bring and the things that you'll face. So, right now, sometimes people, you know, in the world, what happens with people is that the world tries to tell people, you need to save your life. You need to try to find the most comfortable, most convenient situation possible and cut out this little nook for yourself where you'd be able to exist. And the problem with that is counter the truth of the scriptures and the truth of what God calls His people into. You know, when I read scriptures, I see time and again how God puts His people in what would apparently be harm's way. Jesus to the cross, Paul and all the different struggles that he had in his journeys, Peter as well, Joseph, Daniel, I mean, you just start going down the list. They were put in harm's way. I mean, Moses, you know, going and facing up against Pharaoh, and Elijah, you know, with Ahab, you start seeing how God, when He has His people, this walk is not about, let me find this perfect little comfortable place where God, name it and claim it, God will bless, you know, and blessing being, when people talk about blessing and their world sellouts, they mean, you know, material comfort in a material world and that being a mark of your relationship with God. It's not. God pulls His people into the adventure of following Him. Now, how that manifests is up to Him in each person's life. You know, for me right now, it just happens to manifest in the fact that, you know, I'm in Haiti in the middle of some politically turbulent times and riots and all the stuff that's in the news. Yeah, of course. But, you know, here's one thing, and I need to emphasize this, you know, and I think this is a good point, you know, to emphasize this, and I think I've got the credibility in this stage to be able to say some of these things. But one, when you walk with God, you will have peace that passes all understanding when you are in position with Him, doing what it is that He has for you to do at that time, walking with Him. If you are in position with Him, you will have that peace. And that will be something that guards your hearts, no matter where you are and no matter what is going on around you. If you are out of position with Him, you can have, you know, a seven-figure salary and all the trimmings of the world, but you won't have that peace. And that peace is something you were designed to have. It's something that you were made and destined to have, no matter what is going on around you. But if you have that and you continue to go through this life, it becomes quite quite amazing, the things that you go through and the things that God will send you through. So, you know, for myself, you know, I remember when, you know, a little while back when I was a little bit younger, and, you know, one of my prayers was, God, you know, and Lord Jesus, I want to live the maximum life a life that you would, in this dispensation, in this time that we're living in, that from what is available and from what is possible, I would want to live the maximum life possible according to what you say that is. And whatever that means, according to you, that's what it means. If that means, you know, I'm a janitor, then great. If I'm a CEO, great. That doesn't matter. But what it matters to me is that I live the life, the abundant life that you came to this world that I might have. And I turned my life over to, you know, to God for a lot of different things. But in that process too, there was one thing I asked Him for. And He's done that. I'm doing that. I'm living that. You know, when I post stuff here, you know, one of the reasons why is I want to share with you so that there's an encouragement for you as well. That this is not for some special group of people. This is the life for every true follower of Christ is meant to be like this. You're meant to know this for yourself. You're meant to know what it is to walk in His peace, to see His power unfold, to be a loose cannon on the deck of a Titanic, knocking all kinds of things over in this kingdom of this world before you, God calls you home and brings you back to Himself. You know, it's so true. To live as Christ, to die as gain. When you are walking in step with Him, at whatever points you check out, it is a blessing, because you go on from here into the next thing that God has for you. This world is not our home. This life is not our home. He is our life. He is our truth. And so we leave from here onto what it is that He has for us. But in that process, you know, we also get to understand the truth of His Word, the truth of the Gospel, the truth of what He calls people into, and we get the blessing of that experience. So, you know, sometimes people try to figure out what is it that I do, and, you know, I do whatever it is that the Father has me to do. I do whatever it is that the Spirit of God leads me to do. And that's the way that I walk. That's the way that I live. That's the way that I have learned to trust Him. And He's taken me through different experiences on the outside that have just continued to solidify that resolve in my spirit and that decision and that choice that He quickened me to make. So, you know, in this process at this time right now, one, we do not apologize for who we are in Christ Jesus. He called us. He pulled us aside by name, and He said, "You are mine." And when He did that, and you responded, and I responded to that call, we then went on to be what He made us to be. And as we do that, we fulfill the plan and purpose that He has for us, as we are part of His body in the earth at this time. It is a time where things are going to get difficult. It is a time where, on the natural, on the external, things will get difficult. But in spirit, you'll have peace. You will see God's hand. You will see the miracles of God will be true in your own life. And they will become something that become very common, very normal for you, because you just start getting used to the fact that He's always there. He's always has His angels that He's instructed regarding you, that they don't strike your foot against a stone. He takes care of you. He watches over you. He leads you through these different things, and in those different situations, He has you to do exploits for His kingdom. He has you to to fulfill his purposes in the midst of all of what's going on, because he has something else that he's doing right now. We constantly now and consistently dispatch demonic forces and destroy them. And workers of the enemy, we God puts us in these situations where we do end up dealing with a lot of this stuff. So yeah, you know, that's part of the war that we're in. So you know, we have a role to play in that. So yeah, you know, there's some good friends that I know that love us, that pray for us, that keep us in prayer. I'm very grateful for the guys that keep the site going, and the team that we have, and the roles that each person plays. It is a blessing, you know. I am just grateful on a personal level. I am grateful for what God calls us into, allows us to do as we trust in him. You know, it's not something that is supposed to be a foreign experience for just a few people. It is something that every one of us is called into. If you are wondering about this for yourself, if you are wondering, you know, what life is supposed to be and how you're supposed to go through things at this stage and what is, you know, just ask him. I'm serious. Just ask him. Enough of the playing, you know, on the outskirts of what God's called you to do and to be, and the relationship that he has for you and that he wants to have with you. You need to go right to the core of that. You need to cut through the chase and go for that now. Don't live in an illusion of religion and spend 50 years of your life and waste them there. You know, why? You can know the truth of this whole thing. So yeah, I wish that I had more brothers and sisters that would rise up to the call that God has for them. You know, I wish that I didn't have I'm not going to debate with people about this. I'm not going to try to, you know, have a rational discussion with people about sellouts like Joyce Myers and that whole crew and contemporary religion and what those things are and the destruction that those people do to the truth of the gospel and the real relationship that God intended for you to have, and how they give you a false religion and a false message. I'm not going to even discuss these things anymore. It's not right. God intended for you to know him for yourself, for you not to get caught up in personality cults, for you not to start looking to man and not to him. Oh gosh, the games that people play with others' heads. You know, so yeah, you know, I say some of these things as somebody that really doesn't care at this point, because you know, I would much rather you not like me and put out the truth, and hopefully that the handful of people that really want this, that they would, you know, receive it for what it is and take encouragement that you're not the only one out there. And then the rest that, you know, want the illusion, that want the controlled, just something that they can work with, the feel-good Jesus, the, you know what, you guys, forget it. You know, don't even tune in here. Do not even listen to you. Just go away. I'm serious. You have no part in the truth. You have no part in the reality of what the gospel is. You know, God doesn't need that. He doesn't want that. You know, he wants people. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He wants people that really want Him, that want the truth. You know, and when you want the truth, when you want what's real, you can also distinguish between what is really Him and what is a game that's being played with you. A truth sandwich that has the lie woven in there as well, for ulterior purposes and ulterior motives that are seeking to destroy and to distract you from God. You know, I when I see things unfolding the way that they are, I mean, they are getting clear. You know, and I understand more, you know, because the Spirit of God reveals it. You know, He makes it clear. But when He makes it clear, you know, I just go with that. You know, I am encouraged by some of the friends that I do have that are out there that I know that love God, love truth, love to give, have generous hearts that, you know, put the reality of the truth of the gospel and walking with Christ, that they put that first, that they don't try to make that follow second behind their own personal agendas and their own personal careers and their own motives, self-will, that then they want to stamp a Christian label on it and say, God, please bless this. This is my plan for myself. You know, that's not the route that I go. That's not the way that I've chosen. You know, the way that God has quickened me to words and the path that I've chosen, that anybody that tunes in here, you know, you have something of this in yourself, is that you want the real deal. You can't stomach anything that's less than 100%, because you know that when you taste something that is an illusion or part of the lie or the deception, you can't have it. You don't want it. You want the truth. You want what's real. You want Jesus. You know, you would be the kind that, you know, the followers of truth, you would be the kind that would get to the end of John chapter 6 and would say as well, Lord, where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Even if you tell me something I don't necessarily like, or that I don't necessarily, that's hard for me to handle, I still want it because I know it's from you and I know it's the truth, and there's nowhere else that I want to go but for that. So, you know, small side note, learn to be flexible in the days that you live in right now. Learn to allow, you know, you can make plans, but in all things submit those plans unto God. Let Him direct your path. Proverbs 3:5-6. You know, in all your ways acknowledge Him. Trust not, you know, lean not on your own understanding. You know, He's going to direct your path. That whole set of scriptures there. Learn, you know, to trust Him. Learn to not let your life get so deep and rooted into the things going on in this world. You have to have a flexibility. You have to let Him move you where He would have to move you, to guide you where He would want you to be part of what He's doing right now. And, you know, in that process, yeah, there's going to be some things that, you know, won't go according to what you thought they would. But when they do, praise God, because He's also in control in that situation. And it's so often when things do not go the way that you planned or thought, that is in and of itself the time and the place where you really need to be making sure that you're tuning into what God has for you then, because He's got some purpose for why there's been a something that's come up. So, yeah. So, I wouldn't trade this at all. I would not trade what it is that I have in Christ Jesus for anything, for anyone, period. You know, I have zero desire for anything in this world that would, and you know what, it's like, yeah, there's some stuff that I may like, and there's some things in this world that, sure, it's like, cool, nice, but not at the expense of God's call, God's purpose, God's plan, destiny for my life, for what it is that He destined me and wants me to be. No way, forget that. There's no relationship worth that. There is no career move, anything in this, nothing in this world is worth what you have in Christ Jesus. He is the pearl of great price. You've found what's real, it's worth it all. When you know that, it's amazing what you will do for that love, for that passion, for that reality. You don't want anything else. You just want to be where He is. You know, that is love. Where it's like you will follow the Lamb wherever He goes. He goes left, you go left. He goes right, you go right. He stops, you stop. He runs, you run. He sits down and says, let's talk, and you're right there at His feet. So it is a blessing. And yeah, you know, I mean, in the middle of this stuff, I know some of you guys have been a bit concerned, and you know, pray. When you pray, that changes everything. That's all. When you pray, you bind kings, you destroy demonic forces, you change the courses of destinies of nations, you move hurricanes out of the way. We just did that. For those of you that paid attention to November 7th, if you have any meteorological meteorology background or anything, you would have seen the hand of God moving a natural disaster out of the way as the saints of God prayed. And we, by God's grace and God's power, and in tuning in with Him when we prayed, we moved it out of the way, and it didn't hit this place. You have that power. He's put that in you, He's put that in me. And when we pray, things change. There's not a king alive in this world that has the power and authority that is equal to what's inside the saint of one. What's inside the saint? One follower of Christ. One follower of Christ. One Elijah brings Ahab to his knees every time. And they know that. That's why they fear you so much. That's why they're so scared of you. That's why they do everything they can to try to get a hold of your mind and to try to twist you and turn you so that you don't understand who you really are. To get you stuck in football games and dumb pursuits and WikiLeaks and all this stuff. I mean, you know what? If you tune in to the Spirit of God, every one of these things will be brought into its proper perspective. And you'll understand it for what it is, and it will not have an incorrect hold on your mind and your thinking. Where whenever you are first in connection with the Spirit of God, and that is the filter that you allow all things to pass through, everything else will make sense. You'll see where things come from. You'll understand where, when something is the motivation behind the things that you face. So if you allow the Spirit of God to reveal those things to you and to clarify those things, you can see the different dimensions behind every encounter, behind every controlled piece of information, behind every trap of the enemy and where it's coming from. And you just walk through it. You know how many things we walk through on a regular basis? How many arrows that miss us? How many bombs that come close, that even though they were intended for us? How many different things? So He's in control, you know, and I wish that, you know, I mean, it's not up to me, so I guess, you know, I'll let myself off the hook on that, but I wish that you would take up the call and God's purpose for your life. Quit trying to save your life in this world and sell out to what God has for you so that you could really live. I wish that for you. You know, I know there's some of you that do that, but I also know there's some of you that listen that do not. You know, you just kind of watch from the sidelines, wondering how long are you gonna wonder about this thing? You know, how long are you gonna just check in, be curious, debate about it, roll it around in your head, be afraid? I mean, what's it going to take for you? What's it going to take for you to understand that Christ is who He said He is? That He's called you to something and you're supposed to, in obedience to Him because you're one of His, take that up and go with it. So, you know, just follow Him. Do what He says. If He says no, it's no. If He says yes, it's yes. It's not hard. It's simple. You know, it may be a struggle sometimes, but He's kept it simple. So, anyways, hey, just want to let you know though too. I love you guys very much. You know, I have. I think, you know, one blessing out of certain experiences, you know, that God allows me to go through is that I less and less care that I am not offending people, and that more now than ever, I want to speak that truth and put it out there, because I have no desire to give you anything less, and to muzzle my words for anybody, anyone. You know, we live our lives in the truth. We live our lives in the light. We do not hide from the light, but we walk into the light because we love it. We want light. We want truth. And, you know, my hope and my prayer, you know, it's just peace for each and every one of you this day, and that you would trust Him in the midst of what's going on. So, yeah. So I guess I'll toss in a couple of sound clips for you guys in all of what's going on here. But hey, I know that when you walk with Christ and you're in Him, and in Him you live and move and have your being, yeah, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. And we will walk through amazing things in these days. And we will be the witnesses that God has destined us to be at this time. And at His time, no man takes our lives from us. We lay it down of our own accord as the Spirit of God quickens us to. And we take it back up again. He's given us that power. And we fulfill the plan and the call that He has for us. So, hey, you guys don't got to worry about me. It's not yet my time to check out. I have a few more things that God has lined up. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So, hey, love you. Love you very much. Thank you for those of you that know how to pray and that are praying. And I'm not sure when I'm going to check back in again. But, you know, when God gives me the opportunity, absolutely. And when He gives me something to say. So, until then, hey, just know that I love you. And occasionally, the blog, yeah, we'll toss some stuff up there too. But, hey, keep on keeping on. Be encouraged. And know that in all things, He's in control. Alright. I'll catch up with you soon. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.